Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's now 9 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Austin Hill. Sam Rohr from the American Pastors Network works with pastors, travels to meet with pastors all across our country. If there's any one individual, it's very difficult for any one individual to do this, but if anybody gets really, really close to having their finger on the pulse at any given moment, what's going on with the hearts and minds of pastors, church pastors around the country, it's Sam Rohr. He's back from a recent trip to Eastern Europe. Sam, welcome back to the program. Are you back on Central Time now? Are you all adjusted and adjusted to North America once again?
I am back, Austin. Yes, and fully readjusted. You know, coming back this direction, I had zero jet lag, which is a great thing. I had a little bit going that way, but great to be back in the United States. But I tell you, really a wonderful thing to fellowship with fellow pastors and Christians in other countries that are that are under the gun of a different type.
They certainly are. Now, as I understand it, you were in the nation of Ukraine, and my goodness, they are threatened by a very hostile neighboring nation of Russia. Their threat, their status of being under the gun is very imminent and very, very powerful. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, actually, that is correct. A year ago, Austin, some of the leaders in government and the pastors there, there's about 10,000 evangelical churches in Ukraine, they have a leadership team of that, but they together, leaders in government and the lead pastors of the 10,000 evangelical churches, asked us in the American Pastors Network if we could to go over there and teach them biblical principles necessary for incorporating them into a new constitution, which is what they've been about now in this country for a year and a half, so that they could have a country that would be free of bribery and corruption, which is all they have known. They said, we believe with the experience that you have in government and Bible and the pastors and so forth, that you can share with us the American experience, because they said, understand, this is great. They said, we want to be what America was. We don't want to be what America is. Isn't that an amazing statement?
It's extraordinary. Not surprising, but there's something, it just cuts in a lot of different directions. There's something very sad about what we have become in that statement. And it also gives me hope that some people are discerning the truth, even in the otherwise beleaguered nation of Ukraine, discerning the truth in ways that many of our fellow Americans simply do not.
Well, absolutely, Austin. And I say there, we shared this weekend when we were there doing some teaching time, what I'll share with an example of something that will really bless our listeners here today. But we've said continually that what we have is that in America, we have a nation who had been blessed of God, who was established by founders and pastors who took a strong lead in committing our law system, our understanding who God was to him, and God blessed us, and we've been the recipients of that. We've been, as a nation, a shining city on a hill. We have been the hope of the downtrodden around the world. We have been the place that have come to the aid of those who have been persecuted and under the gun, literally by forces of evil. But now, we, unfortunately, as a nation, have been turning our back on that and saying do we really need God? Did God give to us what we have, or did we get it by ourselves? Folks in other countries like Ukraine have never had that. They've longed for it, and now they look and they say, in that case, they have an opportunity now with a change in the way the government structure is there to go towards something that they want to develop that looks like us. Russia's trying to compete with them on the east, wanting them to become totalitarian. Socialist Europe is trying to get them to go the way of socialist Europe, and in the middle of that, we find ourselves working with people, key believers in government, and the pastors as leaders there, helping helping to lay out a pathway built on biblical principles that stands in sharp contrast to totalitarianism from the East in Russia and socialisms to the West in Europe. It's almost like where any country has ever been, where they have longed for freedom. There they've longed for it. Here we've had it. And I say we really are coming at this whole thing from two different perspectives, but God's Word lays down the map. It lays down what we can do. And really, it's a matter of applying biblical principles just from two different perspectives. But really, we're the same.
Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network. He's on our news line here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. We'll talk about American pastors here in just a few moments. He's back from a trip to the nation of Ukraine and was being asked apparently some very insightful, very intriguing questions. You know, your story here, Sam, reminds me of something that happened to me back in, well, I know exactly when it was. It was New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1992. And this was shortly after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and for a variety of different circumstances and reasons, I was actually at a New Year's Eve party with a group of men who are from what was then the former Soviet Union. They were in the state of California, where I lived at the time, visiting from Russia. And I had some very intriguing discussions with them, asking them about what it was like observing this huge revolution in their country and such. And I remember this one particular gentleman coming to me and telling me how thrilled he was that he could be like an American businessman and an American Western-style capitalist. And he was describing this car sales business, at least that's what he called it, an auto sales business that he was conducting. And he started describing this, and I didn't get into a debate with him, but as he was describing the way he carried out his business practices, I thought, my goodness, in America, we call this extortion. This is not the open sale of goods and services. What I learned, and I think what history has taught us in the last 20, 25 years or so, in fact, I wrote about this in my book, The Virtues of Capitalism, freedom in and of itself is not enough. There has to be a Judeo-Christian, biblically grounded moral fiber in a society where people are compelled to play by the rules and use their freedom in constructive ways. And what I hear from you in terms of the line of questioning from the citizens of Ukraine, the pastors and the government leaders, they're trying to find out how to do that. How does the church impact people such that they are transformed and they want to treat one another graciously because they recognize the law doesn't do that for them sufficiently? Is that part of what you're getting at here? Is that where this is going?
Oh, you are exactly right on, exactly what happened. Let me share very quickly, 2 minutes maybe, if I have that much time before the break.
Yeah, go.
One example here. I shared the biblical foundations of government, which I share here in America with pastors, with elected leaders, on how God took and put together the concept of authority and government, the home, the church, and civil government, how they work, and how biblical principles apply. In this setting, we had several atheistic lawyers who were the lead dean and the professors of the lead law school, the Harvard equivalent of Ukraine. They sat in this meeting, and I watched their faces. I was talking about the biblical underpinnings and laying the foundation for law. They were cynical. They were laughing. They thought this was big, funny stuff. Until partway through, when I began to apply it to law, I will break the story shortens up to this. In the end of the day, they came to us and they said, this is the first time that we ever heard or understood the connection between faith, morality, and law. We've been teaching law, atheists, but we have never had certainty. Now we understand you really cannot have predictable law without moral truth, but faith, they called it, underneath of it. And believe it or not, they asked me, another one of the fellows that's with us, to come back and teach their law students in Ukraine the biblical principles undergirding our historic American system of law. Austin, to watch God's Word take and move in the heart of an atheist expert in the area of law who had never heard the moral underpinnings to say, you know what, I never knew that there was a component of moral law and law, but now I understand you can't really separate the two. That is the power of God's Word. That's what Americans should remember that we're giving up, and that's what I believe, as we shared in other places who never had it, they see for the first time, they say, wow, the lights come on. This is the power of what God's Word does. This is what we believe pastors can do and the Bible truth can do.
All right, stand by, Sam. We'll continue in just a moment. Quick break. Sam Rohr from the American Pastors Network. This is really, really, really important stuff, what Sam is getting at. Stay with us. We'll continue with him in just a moment. 18 past from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're with us. It's 20 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Breakpoints with John Stone Street on the way in minutes. Sam Rohr heads up the American Pastors Network. He travels the country and sometimes even off the continent networking with pastors. In particular, he's focused on the pastoral leadership in our own country. That said, Sam, I'm glad you're with us. I want to pick up where we left off. You were describing how church leaders and governmental officials in Ukraine both recognize the need for Christian faith, biblical gospel Christian faith, to impact the structures of their society. My concern is that there are a lot of pastors in the pulpits in America today who do not believe that it's even within the realm of possibility of their functioning as a pastor to impact the structures of government, the structures of society. They're there to evangelize and disciple within the church, but actually having a voice on the issues of our time, that's just not something they're trained to do. Am I misreading that? What are your thoughts on that?
No, unfortunately, you are not, and that's a lot about what the American Pastors Network is all about. You know, the preaching of the whole counsel of God, understanding a biblical worldview, which is what we try to emphasize significantly when we talk to pastors, is that the preaching of the gospel is not just the preaching of the gospel. That's only the first step, making disciples of those who come to Christ. That's what it's all about, and that is what the teaching and applying of biblical principles to the life of the day, so that the people, when they leave those church pews, can walk out into the world and go into the business setting and go into the medical setting, go back in the home, or go to civil government and know how to conduct themselves in those settings that God has created. That's what salt and light is all about. That's what it means for us to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You know, being an ambassador within the setting of the church congregation is not an ambassador. Ambassador is to the world, but we have to know how to conduct ourselves. That is what the importance is. And what we found is, like in places Ukraine, where they've always been literally under the gun and have not had the freedom when they have, when they have an opportunity there, we found as well that many of the pastors themselves who had been praying for freedom, when the time came to actually do it, they didn't know how to go about it. And that's part of why they asked us, come, what can we do as pastors? We've been praying for freedom, but now when the time comes, we don't even know. Can we go and talk to those in government, the ones who are going to actually make the laws? And we're finding that what we're doing there in connecting what God has established as the pattern is what they needed, because they've never seen it. But over here in America, we've walked away from it. Our founders knew it. Our founding pastors knew about it. But we've walked away, and we've got to come return once again to biblical authority and say God's word has laid out the roadmap. The question is whether or not we will do it, and the church must lead the way, and the pastor in the pulpit is the one to lead that. And that's what I think the emphasis is. And as we share the Ukraine experience, I find that it has encouraged pastors in America more, and actually believers in office here are encouraged tremendously when they know that there are believers in countries like that we hear in the news, who are literally under the gun from Russia to the east, who are actually walking in the steps that they should be walking in here. There's actually mutual encouragement that I think is a tremendous thing, and we found it to be great. And so, yes, that's the application of it, Austin.
Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network. Sam, just a few seconds left. Your background, as far as I'm aware, you have not been a pastor. Maybe I'm missing something, but I know you have a business background. You served in elective office in your home state of Pennsylvania for a period of time, but mainly you come from the business world and lay church leadership. For the lay Christian. And by that, I mean simply a person who is a Christian but not a church pastor. For those of us who are looking at this from the layperson's vantage point and saying, man, I'm concerned, I want to do something, what do you say to the lay people? I know you're focused on pastoral leadership, and rightfully so, but what can us lay people do to encourage our local body of believers, our local church, in the right direction, and to start addressing thoughtfully and graciously but firmly some of the issues that are threatening us?
Well, one, you don't have to be a pastor to proclaim the truth. I have never pastored a church, but I have preached for almost 20 years. So those people sitting in the pew can be preaching, and they actually need to understand that they're their own lives. They are declaring something. Are they preaching the truth and standing for the truth and obedience to God's word in their home? If someone's listening as a father and a mother, the question I would ask is, are you living biblically obedient in your own home? Do your kids know that you are believers and are actively living by obedience? That's number one. Start where you are in the circle of friends that are closest to you. Number two, if you're a Bible-believing or a Christian attending a church and your pastor is not as bold as he needs to speak out, encourage him. Pray for them. Come along those pastors because they've got a difficult role. But tell them we need to hear Bible principles applied to the issues of the day. We don't live in the church. We live out in the world. Teach us. We want to hear. That will help pastors, many of those in their heart know they need to be speaking more, but are oftentimes afraid to do it. I'd just start right there. Those two would be powerful.
Sam Rohr from the American Pastors Network. You can find him at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net if you want to find out more about the organization and Sam's work. And Sam, again, thanks very much for being here. This is fascinating, your experience there in the nation of Ukraine and its relevance to us here in everyday USA, wherever we live in our own country. Appreciate what you do. We look forward to talking again soon. We'll let you further adjust back onto an American time zone, whichever one you choose. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Austin. God bless you today.
Good to be with you. 27 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.